You may secretly think to yourself that you have no impact on anything. You may think that because you see no change in anyone or anything, you don't make a difference. Who told you you don't make a difference? Where did you get that? If your information doesn't lead to God, it probably wasn't sent by God. If Jesus is in your life, you make a difference. Who are you going to believe, Jesus or your own dismal forebodings? Have you ever gotten an email or a letter from someone or some company that just set your jaw tight, your nostrils flared, and your face felt like it was flushed? You went to type a reply and you were so angry you spent as much time backspacing and rewriting as you did actually writing. But by the end of your scorching reply with its most vicious adjectives, you had softened a little and you decided a simple, plain, non-volatile reply was actually the best thing, if you even dignified their message with a reply at all. Something or someone in your heart changed your mind. That is the influence of the Holy Spirit. By the time the day had gone by, and you have held the provoking message up to the Lord in prayer, mountains were moved in your heart, and instead of blasting them, you found grace for them. For part of today, you are only thinking of your offense, but the rest of the day, God's influence in you persuaded you toward a more righteous reply, and His wisdom stuck to you to not only not reply vicious for vicious, but to even play the rest of the movie as to how you were going to conduct yourself next time you see that person. That influence is the evidence of His signature in you. We must be under His influence more than any other influence. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. How do we who live on this earth and see with earth eyes and have earth thoughts, how do we look at the things not seen? How do I see what I cannot see? Many scholarly individuals have some great explanations, I suppose, but for me, He has opened my eyes to see what I cannot see. Patterns of the outlay and providence of His hands. If He did not open our eyes, they simply would not be opened. The Lord points out to us patterns of His grace where no eye would normally see it. Patterns of His mercy in places where it is not obvious. Patterns of His influence which are not noticeable except by the Holy Ghost vision within us. In the vision, things which are not seen are visible. Through faith we see in a divine mirror set at the right angle which opens our eyes to the life of higher vision. At the time of the reading of the offensive message, all you could think about was yourself, your insults, and how wrong they were. But as the day wore on, something changed. A godly attitude was overcoming selfish motivations until all the defensiveness was won over by the goodness of God. In those types of moments in my heart, there drips on me the drops of influence from the face of God, influencing me to right thought, right reply, and right action. His influence inspires me to bring into subjection my passions, to put my foot on the neck of pride, and to stop in its tracks the power of self-motivation, selfish ambition, and self-preservation. I can say my best ideas, my best visions and dreams, my best models, and the gifting to influence the world around me has come from Jesus more than any human character whatsoever. We are truly influential because He is the ultimate influence.